Now, I'm glad I've run into you today. You've come out today in some fairly strong words in regards to Inland Rail and the route north of Narromine. What you really, really want the politicians to not actually have a rethink about the route, about that particular part of the route, but to actually go out there and hear what locals are saying.
Oh, indeed. I mean, I think they've got an explanation to the people out there about the methodology which the business case was made under. You know, there wasn't a proper socio-economic study done of the impacts, on various routes, you know, taking the brownfield, the old Canamba line, or whether they go across all this terrific country up the spine there, you know, on a saving of about 10 minutes. They've got a responsibility to actually explain that.
Now, you've recently come into the role as President of New South Wales Farmers. This has been an ongoing fight. Is it fair to say those in charge of making the decision on the route aren't really listening?
Well, I'd have to say that they've got a responsibility to go out there and talk to the people. I mean, there's still extreme angst about, you know, really basic things about how the people who are going to have to wear this line are going to deal with the line going through their place. You know, how are they going to work machinery across the line? How are they going to get stock along the line? Now, we support the premise of the line. It's going to hopefully cut some, you know, costs out of the grain supply chain. You know, like we'll be able to get some grain to some of the ports and reduce their costs and possibly leave some more money at the farm gate. But the actual line the route selection process actually has to be a bit more critical.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
James Jackson there, President of New South Wales Farmers. So, Michael, a lot of farmers have started making their way into the field days, but of course you can never quite get away from the political side of it either.
Yes, indeed, and we'll look at that issue of Inland Rail now in a little bit more detail at 13 minutes past 12. Because the CEO of ARTC, John Fullerton's been asked a range of questions by senators in the Parliament this week. At the heart of the issue is compensation for the rail line when they acquire land, and also compulsory acquisition issues as well. The question was also asked about the route, and I spoke to Senator John Williams about the best way for the ARTC, in his view, to deal with all of these concerns.
Yeah, well, I've got to negotiate, Michael. There are about 300 farmers listed in the track at the moment, but the corridor is marked at 2 kilometres wide between Narrabri and Narromine. When that's brought back to 60 metres, the final corridor, that'll involve about 60 farms. And I said to him, what price are you going to pay for the land when you resume it? He said the farmers will have a valuation done and ARTC will pay for that valuation. They'll then work on the price. They'll work on the fencing. He said ARTC will have to pay for the fencing and the ongoing maintenance of the fencing. The crossings, the ward infrastructure, if you cut a paddock off, it might be a 100-acre paddock. You've got water one end of 80 acres and 15 acres left over the other end. Who's going to pay for the water infrastructure to get that water to that 15-acre piece? That's all to be negotiated with ARTC, who have to pay the cost.
But I guess at the end of the day, though, in terms of if there's still a disagreement, John Colliton was saying, well, we can actually compulsorily acquire people's land.
That's what he's getting at. I said, what if you come to a dispute? What if the farmer says, well, hang on, it's valued at $2,000 an acre. We reckon it's worth $2,500 an acre. What happens then? He said, we are confident in negotiating settlements. But, of course, I said, well, what happens if you can't? What's the mediation? What happens? He said, well, the state has powers to basically resume the land. And he said he hopes it doesn't get to that. He's confident it will not get to that.
But are you concerned, though, that, you know, ultimately, I mean, that's the final straw for some people, that they won't have a say?
Well, I've got to have a say, Michael. I've got to have a say when it comes to negotiating the price, the cropping, the crossings, the water infrastructure, as I said, the fencing, etc. They'll be negotiating with ARTC. They will have a say. I'm just concerned if it comes to conflict, disagreement, then, of course, the powers of the Parliament in New South Wales would have to be used. I hope it doesn't get to that. Who knows what the future brings.
But I guess you'll be watching it, and other senators and the National Party will be watching this quite closely, I would imagine.
Oh, certainly. We've got to have the train line built, get the pressure off the Newell Highway. It's got to be built efficiently so it can actually compete in time from Melbourne to Brisbane with the trucks. And that's a proposal, a business plan. But it's got to be working with ARTC. Must work with the farmers, negotiate with them, do the right thing, and hopefully they'll come to agreements, because the line will go ahead. Some will be annoyed. As I said, I've lived through this in South Australia when they built the Indian Pacific train line through through South Australia, through our old property down there. And it worked out pretty well, and we got on with our life. But I know some are very annoyed, and not enough consultation, not enough discussion coming from the ARTC. They need to talk more. Of course, that'll come when they finalise the actual corridor.
Because there's quite a few farmers that say they put quite detailed, specific questions to the ARTC and they haven't been answered.
A common complaint I'm getting, especially from New South Wales farmers, Michael, that's the case. They need to communicate, consultate, and just discuss it with the farmers. But, of course, it'll be the final plan. There's no point in talking to the farmers who might be 1.5 kilometres away from the final corridor that's going to be built. So they've got to finalise where they're actually going to put it, then start negotiations and consultations with those landowners.
So the route is still under question. It's not completely fixed at the moment.
Well, that's the message I got from ARTC, is that there's a 2 kilometre corridor drawn up at this stage, and so that involves 300 farmers. As I said, that'll be brought back to about 60 farmers when they finalise the final 60-metre corridor. It's not going to be a 2-kilometre-wide corridor, a 60-metre corridor. So that was the message we got from Senator Estimates this week.
But does that concern you that we're this far down the track and there's still quite a lot of uncertainty?
Well, it does concern me, Michael, but it doesn't surprise me, because I know when it comes to things moving in Parliament and in government and public service, etc., things seem to take so long. It just seems to go on for a long, long time, which is very frustrating for those people living in limbo, not knowing where the line's going. So hopefully they'll finalise this corridor soon, start the negotiation process, and get the chequebook out.
Were you satisfied with the answer in regards to whether or not it all needed to be, or quite a large section of it needed to be, in greenfield areas, like, you know, brand new tracks?
He's saying that's the business plan, because it's got to get, the trains must get from Melbourne to Brisbane as quick as possible. I said, why can't you get out through Canamble and use some of the old line? He said that would add a lot more time to the journey. That was his argument. They've got to have a good business plan, be competitive, or they won't take a lot of the heavy freight off the roads, and that's simply the reason we're building the train line, for efficiency and getting a lot of freight off the roads, because the Newell Highway will only get busier and busier and busier as time goes on.
But I've heard the argument made by some of the farmers, some of the people that looked at the route, and said 11 minutes would be the increased time, and that most of the time wasting that occurs because of bottlenecks in and around the port of Brisbane.
I have no doubt there'll be bottlenecks up there for sure, a busy place, but I'm not familiar with the times, the 11 minutes extra, whatever. Perhaps it's a question I could put on notice to Mr. Fullerton at the ARTC to ask him that question. If he was to use the old line, the old corridor around Canamble, how much longer will that make the journey? That'd be a good question to put to him, which I can put on notice in writing and get an answer.
So you still may question ARTC in the future?
Oh, we've got about 6 or 7 days. We can put questions on notice after Senate Estimates, forward more questions, and in February we'll have another session of Senate Estimates as well. We can continue on then when more information feeds to my office. So I encourage your listeners involved in this, under the spotlight of this corridor, get questions to my office. I'll be glad to ask them to the ARTC come next Senate Estimates in February.
And they, in the Senate, they have to answer them?
Yes, absolutely they do. They've got to answer the questions. So I'm going to put one on notice already, Michael, just you brought to my attention about what is the extra time if they'd use more of the old corridor instead of a greenfield corridor.